tell what happened, admit what happened, accept that they made mistakes, and they have to put in place a system that ensures that this doesn't happen again in the future. Mm-hmm. And we all have to be confident that that is in place. And that's the real thing. And this organization shows that it's not capable of dealing with it, I believe. So we need to go outside it, but we need to be sure that whatever is put in place, like the NARP was supposed to be a system that was in place that would see how they were managing things and resolve it from that point there. But the NARP exists within the HSE, and it shows that the HSE aren't capable of actually policing themselves at this stage. God forbid we need another organisation that will actually provide oversight and make sure that they actually are implementing and doing what they say they're doing. I think the Gardaí and HICWA have questions answered in relation to this as well. Like, I mean, I do know that the Gardaí were made aware of this by complaints in 2011 and 2012. Now, we see on the day that the minister was meeting with the families to discuss the report, the Gardaí announced that they don't want the report published because there's a Gardaí investigation going on. That's like 5, 6, 7, 8 years later. You know, this is just, it's not on. If the guards, I noticed in reports in the media in the last couple of days or last week that the guards want to their part in this, well, let them produce a report themselves and on what they did. Unfortunately, I think it might be very short. We need to know why they didn't act on it. We need to know what's going to change in relation to that as well. And indeed, HICWA did know about this as well. Now, it was before HICWA became responsible for inspection of centres that they had a legal responsibility. But who did they pass it on to? What did they do? And I think all these agencies have let us down.